Greetings in the name of Jesus, that precious and that holy name. You know, yesterday morning, I greeted you in the name of Jesus, and God just totally changed my message. And I spoke on Jesus Christ. This morning, I would like to remind you that our theme this morning, this week, was taken out of Daniel 9, and we started in Daniel 9:3, and my goal was to go through Daniel 9:19, and so I have two more verses to read here. And first of all, I'd like to commit our time to God. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for loving us, for caring for us. And I pray, dear God, that you would anoint my tongue this morning. Anoint my lips, dear God, that I might not speak my own words, but that I might speak the words of God. And I don't care, Father, if you change my message and if you totally give me a different message. Lord, it's up to you. I want to be a vessel that you can use. I want my tongue to say the words that you want them to say, want me to say. So, Father, we commit this little session to you, and we ask you to guide and direct us. And we ask it in the name of, in that worthy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My phone number, in case you want to get a hold of me again, is 717-656-9576. And let's read in Isaiah 9:18-19. Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations. Again, Daniel is not so concerned about his own prosperity. He's not so concerned about his own work and ways, but he's concerned about the desolation of Jerusalem and the city and the temple and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. You know, here Daniel is seeing the condition of the church. I mean, yes, he's saying Jerusalem and the temple, of course, but you know, we could translate that into meaning seeing the condition of the world and the church. And so, let us be faithful. Let us be faithful in praying about the conditions around us, the conditions of the world. So, what do we do about the condition of the world? So, we pray. Do we go to the voting? Here in Pennsylvania, they just got done voting for the primaries, and I didn't even realize that. I think it was Tuesday evening, and I didn't realize that this was the day that Pennsylvania is going to vote for the presidential candidates. I had no idea, but on the way to prayer meeting that night, I saw a sign, vote here. I said, oh, are they voting today? And then later on that evening, I heard that Hillary and Trump were voted in as Pennsylvania presidential candidates. So the final vote, of course, is not here yet. The final vote comes in November as to who will be president. So that's what we need to be concerned about. We don't need to be concerned about, okay, where, let me ask you, Maybe you're a voting person, maybe you're not. But let me ask you, your one vote on the ballot, does that one vote, what does that do? That one vote, how much power does that have? How many votes do you think are cast in America, in the United States, for a president? How many votes? Millions? Billions? I don't know how many votes there are. But that one little vote that you have, which has more power? That one little vote? Or when you fall on your knees and you cry out to God, and you ask God to move, and to you ask God to move the hearts of the people to vote for the person that He has in mind for the next president. You know, maybe the person that I want to be president is not the person that God wants to be president. You know, I have voted many times church leaders. I've been in the voting process a number of times. And do I always vote for the right person? No, I don't. You know, and we do believe that God chooses the person through voting. And, you know, if my heart is in tune with God, then shouldn't I be choosing the right person and voting for the right person? Maybe. Maybe. Maybe my heart was not in tune the way it should have been. I'm not sure. But I have not always voted for the right person. And if I would be voting for the president, do you think I would always vote for the right person? But if I fall upon my knees and I vote to God, and I ask God to move the hearts of many, move the hearts of the masses, that they might vote for the right person that He wants into office. Which has more power? Seems like a no-brainer to me. How about you? God can move the hearts of the masses to deliver the right vote. And so, it is for the sake of God here. And, you know, maybe God needs to bring Hillary into office for a certain reason. I don't know what that reason might be. But God is a great God. And I know some people are so hard against Hillary, but maybe God has a reason for her to be there. I don't know. I don't know who's going to be our next president. But I do know that Hillary and Trump are leading out in many states, and, you know, does not say that they will get the position, but, you know, if they do, will we lament the fact that they got into position, or will we know that through our prayers and through the prayers of the church, that these, whoever gets the office, it was God, because the Bible says that He puts into office those that He wants. And He raises up kingdoms, and He puts down kingdoms. It's God. God is all-powerful and all-knowing, and He is the one in control. And so it is up to us to come to God in prayer and come to God and agree with God in prayer and align up our thoughts and our hearts with the heart of God. And You know, it says here, O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake. My God, for your city and your people are called by your name. So let's take a look at, first of all, our own hearts, and then the hearts of the people, the very heart of the church and the country. You know, are we seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Are we being the salt of the earth? Am I being the salt of the earth? Am I faithful to God? What have I done? What have I done for the kingdom of God? Can you look back over your life and say, you know, even as Paul did, that Paul said that I have run the race. I've finished my course. You know, that those are some very strong words. And can you say those words if you're up in age and say, well, I have persevered. I have run the race. I've finished my course. Can we say that? You know, sometimes I'm not quite sure if I can say those words. Have I done everything that I could have done? Or did I leave so many things undone? But you know, if we have walked with God, if we have been faithful to God, step by step, then I believe that we should be able to say those words, I have run the race, I have finished a course. And then God will say, at judgment day, he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Is that what we will experience? Is that where we are? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, if we have not lived our life in such a way that God can say that to us and on the day of judgment, then our life has been lived in vain. Our life will have been lived in vain. But oh, that God could say to us, to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You were a good ambassador. You were faithful in prayer. You were faithful in witnessing and testifying to the lost and the dying. Jesus said, before he ascended into heaven, he said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. Are we faithfully lifting up the name of Jesus and preaching the gospel wherever we go? Man, woman, and child, I'm talking to you. Are you faithfully following that which Jesus commanded there before he ascended into heaven? Go you out and preach the gospel to all the world. And that starts at home. Well, again, it's time to close. God bless you. Thank you for listening. And may you seek first the kingdom of God. May you be faithful and diligently, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to the work of God, to his kingdom, to his glory, to his honor. My name, again, is Moses Stolzfus. My phone number is 717-656-9576. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and you have a great day, and God be with you, and trust that you can come back tomorrow and hear a different speaker and be blessed. So thanks for listening. And again, God bless you and be with you, and seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you.